Hello, I'm Regina Soren, and welcome to Friday Night Live. Tonight, I want to speak on several different topics, all in one. We shall continue my topic on online dating. I will have that for you for Saturday night. It's already actually recorded, but since we got Mother's Day coming up, I want this Friday night to focus on Mother's Day a little bit. And I want to call this podcast The Final Hour. The reason I want to call it The Final Hour because sometimes in our lives, and I know me, myself, sometimes we go through things. And sometimes things are, we tend to let them worry us. Oh, let me back up a little bit because I got to put myself in this position right now. There was a day and there was a time not so very long ago that I was so scared. And I don't know how many of you out there has ever felt so nervous, stressful about something. Just nervous, you know, just not knowing what to do. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to say? What am I going to think? All of these thoughts are going through your mind, and you're so, almost like you're paralyzed with worry. And you reach out to so many different people. You reach out. And the answer gets back to you, no, 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 sorry, no, no. And then I'm calling this the final hour because you have a very little time to make a decision. And I think I can put myself in the place of some of you right now because I'm sure at some point in everyone's life they've been through that moment, or maybe right now you're going through that moment where you feel like, oh my God. And I think I made a podcast about when your back is against the wall. This podcast is a little different, but actually we speak on the same subject. You feel like, I mean, especially since my sister passed away and since my mom is no longer here and my great pastor and my dad. These are people I leaned on. I mean, really, really, really leaned on. And if I felt a certain way or if I felt overwhelmed, I could call them. But I find myself, when they're no longer here, I find myself still saying their names. I would still say my pastor name was Mother Jackson and be like, Mother Jackson, I need you. Or I'd say, Laura, I miss you. That's my sister. Or I'd say, Daddy. Daddy, I want you here, Daddy. I want you here. And I'd say stuff like to my mom. I'd say, Mom, I need you right now. I mean, these are the things I would say because these are the people I leaned on. Now, a lot of people would say, like, but you got another family. What's your problem? My problem is, and I don't like to call it a problem, but they were the ones who I was closest to. And I know it, I don't know if that's being selfish or what. It's just that I can't let go of what I had. So I try to move on in the best way that I can. Very cautiously, though, because you cannot. And I love the rest of my family. I really do. But I can't always trust them with things or trust them or to say things to them or to tell them things. You know, because some people like to throw things back in your face, you know, so you really have to be careful the things that you share and the things that you say. And so sometimes I'm really missing my mom. I remember a long time ago, Laura and I would go sit on her bed. And she would read the Bible to us and discuss the Bible. And it was just my mom, Laura, and myself. We would just sit there and discuss the Bible, you know, things like that. And I miss those times. I know people would say, let it go. It's been, there is no time limit on grief. I wish people would just stop it, you know. There's no time limit on it. And when Mother's Day happened, I just feel days like Mother's Day and Christmas and my mom's birthday and Laura's birthday, Father's Day, Dad. It's just so many days. I really have to lean and depend on the Lord, because there is no one else to depend on like you depend on the Lord. No one else you can really trust like you can trust and depend on the Lord. The final hour is sometimes you have called everyone. You've done everything in your natural power to do. Answer, and then out of absolutely nowhere, and I really mean this, out of nowhere, God comes through for you. While you sometimes is trying to figure a thing out, God has already worked it out on his end, because he's working it out in the background. But you can't see that because you're so drowned with worry and stress and fears, and in some cases, if it's on your job, you just want things to happen right away. You know, you want what you want right then, because you want that feeling. You got a feeling that you got, and you want that feeling to go away. Say you got a boss that gets on your nerve or whatever, and God has told you, I'm going to take care of that. But sometimes it seems like God is not moving fast enough. I need it now, Lord. Do it right now. Right this second. I need this. But God is working in the background. That final hour, God comes through, and he comes through for me all the time in the final hour. There was a situation not very long ago, and I sought the guidance or help from this one, that one, that one, that one. And the answer was always no, 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 no. And then some, I didn't even seek the guidance or help, because some things are just embarrassing, you know. But the Lord, sometimes he will let things happen just to see how you continue to trust him. Will you trust him in that final moment? Will you continue to trust him? Will you trust him when everything else around you has failed, or it seems like it's failed you? Will you continue to trust the Lord? Put all of your faith and your trust in the Lord, because it only take a little faith. It don't take a whole lot. Just a little bit, a grain of a mustard seed. And I had a grain of a mustard seed the other day, and I was like, God, this is a grain of a mustard seed. Oh my goodness. That's all God wants, just that little faith. But sometimes in that, when you're going through things and you got things going on in your life and everything around you, and it seems like you are by yourself going through this, and I speak of myself a lot. I don't like to put my business in the street, but I'm just telling you so much. You know, you can put it together if you want to, but sometimes it seems like you are, and I'm speaking to the people who are out there now, maybe this will help someone. Sometimes you feel like you are alone going through these things, but just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. We leave the Lord. We leave him. He will never leave us. And although you cannot see the Lord, although you cannot presently see him like I would see another person, trust and believe. And a lot of times I can feel his spirit around me. I can feel that presence of the Lord, although I cannot see him. I feel his presence. So sometimes things does not happen right then. We be wanting them to happen because it's so stressful. Oh God, I'm nuts in my stomach. Oh God, make this happen now. Let it happen. I'm tired of this. Come on, God, please. He's working behind the scenes, guys. He's doing things behind the scenes, and he allow people to do or say the things that they do. He allow it sometimes so he can see how much you're going to trust him. Will you continue to trust him? See, trust, if you look at the definition of trust, to trust someone means you got your life almost in their hands. You trust them to do what they're going to do. Trust that. You trust that. And God wants our trust. It's easy for me to say that in this podcast right now. But it's harder to do when you got to be in that position to actually take on that trust when you're going through things. You got to trust the Lord. Believe he's going to take care of things. If he says he's going to do it, you got to put it all in his hands. That he's going to take care of whatever he says that he's going to do. And surround yourself with people who are positive minded. People who are of a like mind. People who are not complaining 24/7. That drains you. That negative energy would drain you. But people who are of a like mind, who are positive, you would notice if you're going through something ever and you speak with somebody who is down and out and complaining, it just makes you feel worse. But if you talk to somebody who's upbeat and have encouraging words, you will find that that is so much better. It lifts your spirit. It boosts your energy. So the Lord don't sometimes come to our rescue right then. But, in that final hour, when it seems like you have tried everything else and nothing else worked, that's when the Lord come through for you. And it'd be like, and it happened for me so many times. I look up and say, oh my God, that had to be you. See, he lets you go through sometimes. Sometimes he let you go through. I'm just speaking it like this. He let you go through the fire. Let you go through the storm. But he's with you. He's walking with you. He's holding your hands, spiritually speaking. You cannot see him. But you know he's there. And then when he come through for you and answer your prayer and work that situation out for you, then you're like, and I do it all the time, I look up and say, oh my God, that had to be you. No one else can get the credit for that. You did this, Lord. You did this. And the other night, I was driving, headed out to work. And I couldn't see the road because I was crying so hard, saying, God, it was you. You are still with me, regardless of what people think of me, regardless of how people look at me, regardless of what people think about my past. We all have a past. We all have things that we did in our lives back then. But one thing I do know, God reminds me all the time that I am still with you. So out there, if you're listening to me this Friday night, if you are going through anything in your life, don't care what it is. If you are a faith believer and you love the Lord, and I said it the other day in one of my podcasts, if you don't know how to say anything, say, Lord, have mercy on me. The words my father said on his dying bed. My dad was never his man that saved and all that stuff. Sure, he supported my sister and I with our music, gospel, what have you. My dad supported us in everything that we did. He wasn't a man that was going around carrying a Bible saying he was saved. But on my dad's deathbed, my sister Laura and I, got beside his bed, held his hands, prayed with my dad. My dad didn't say anything, he just cried. My dad was accepting the Lord in his life at that very moment. So I miss those two people. I miss my mother coming up on Mother's Day. I miss my mom. I wish I could go call her and go home right now. I wish I could take her a Mother's Day gift. But I thank God in her lifetime that I was a good daughter. I loved my mom. I respected her to the highest, to the fullest. I give her the respect because maybe that's why God's still blessing me today, because there were no disrespect to my mother. But God will come through for you out there in that final hour. Don't give up, whoever you are and you're listening to this, because I am a firm believer that if you put your faith and trust in God, when you pray, put your faith and your trust in the Lord will see you through any situation. I don't care what it is. So I want to come back to the moms now, because this is a podcast that's kind of spread it out all over the place. Love your mom out there. If you got a good mom, if you got a good mother, a good father, love them, guys. Love on them. You're not going to always have them. They're not going to always have you. Love your mother. Love her. If your mom was a good mom, I had the best mom. And I know we can all say that if we had good mothers. Love your mom. Do all that you can for your mom. Do all that you can for people who love you. Even people who treat you well, do good for those people as well. And in general, just try to be a good person. I'm not saying go around and be a doormat, but try to overall be a good person, because the Lord sees everything. He sees the good, He sees the bad. Every seed that you plant is coming back up. If you plant a good seed, I tell people this everywhere I go, whether it's in the studio, whether it's I'm visiting somewhere, wherever. Every seed you plant is going to come back up. So try to plant good seeds. That's why when people go through so much, their seeds that they planted were bad seeds. Those bad seeds are going to come back up. But love your mom this Mother's Day. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms. If you're going about to be a mom, happy Mother's Day. I wish you well. But love on your moms. Got a good mom? Love on her. Got a good dad? Love on your dad. Got a good stable family? Love them. And just overall, I just say, plant good seeds. But just remember this one thing, that the whole purpose of this podcast is that final hour. When you're going through your worst trial, when you're going through your worst time, don't let go of the Lord's hand. Don't ever do that. Don't let go. If you hold it on by a fingernail, hold on a little bit longer. Because the Lord would never, ever leave you nor forsake you. Don't care what people say about you. Hold your head up. Walk on. Triumph. Go in victory. Because the Lord will see you through in that final hour. And sometimes it's not, like I said, it's not going to happen right then. You're going through things and knots are in your stomach and you're scared and you're worried, oh my God. But then God, when He comes through for you, you got to give Him the praise. You got to praise the Lord. You got to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That was you, Lord. Thanks for listening, guys. I want to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day. Wishing my mom a happy Mother's Day in heaven. And just take this podcast to heart this Friday night. Thank you all so much for coming out listening. I check your mail and will get back with you as best as I can. I love each and every one of you. And just keep your head up. It's hard to do that sometimes. But just keep your head up. Keep your hands in the Lord's hand. And just remember, one more time, sometimes the Lord don't come through until that final hour. But trust and believe, He will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm Regina Swern. You just listened to Regina Swern audio series. You can contact me at swernregina@gmail.com.